Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Saints Hour, a special edition of the Saints Hour, as we're talking both Saints and the Pelicans. On the phone with us, of course, Mickey Loomis, Executive Vice President and General Manager. He is staying around as we have David Griffin, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Pelicans. I'm the only non-Executive Vice President on the phone, but we'll make do with what we can. And we'll even begin with soccer, a huge game today for the United States to beat Iran 1-0 and to stay alive. And I know it's on a lot of television, and it has been on a lot of televisions earlier today. And just give me, I mean, if you are a soccer fan or not a soccer fan, this is just a different animal, isn't it?
Yeah,
I
look,
it's incredible.
Yeah, I do too. And look, I don't know a lot about soccer, but look, this World Cup and watching the U.S. play is exciting, and their skill and enthusiasm is pretty fun to watch.
I just think it's incredible to see the passion that people have for soccer in this country, and it's a shame you only get to see it every 4 years. You know, typically our women's team is carrying the banner for it. But Pulisic's goal today was big. I mean, they call him Captain America for a reason. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, there aren't many events where one goal in three games moves you through. But this is one of them. Mr. Griffin and David, let me begin with you. Certainly great win last night at home, beating Oklahoma City. And because they had really come back to make it a very close game. You did so without CJ. You did so without Nance. And that's kind of been somewhat of a backstory for this basketball team. First off, getting off to a much better start than in 21, but being able to win, you know, not every night, but being able to win without all of your stars there every night.
Yeah, I think it's been good and bad. I think we've shown that we are good enough to win when we don't have our A game. And at the same time, you're not really building anything towards the future when you're not getting continuity. So I feel bad for our coaching staff. They've had to put it together with bubble gum and tape. And I know, Mickey, you guys have had a very similar situation from a player availability standpoint. It's really hard to build on anything when the rotations change all the time. And we're really proud of what our guys did last night and finding a way to win without four rotation players.
Yeah, look, David, it has been impressive. You know, I've watched a number of the games, and I'm not sure I've watched any game where you've been at full strength. So I know how that goes. Look, it's difficult, but it's impressive to see, you know, younger guys step up, improve their game. I know Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, and we're seeing more Dyson Daniels recently. And, look, I always pay attention to Trey Murphy because that's my son's favorite player. It's been his favorite player for a year or two, and yet, look, from the untrained eye, it feels like he is taking leaps and bounds of improvement just in 1 year. So I'd like to, you know, hear your comments on that.
Yeah, you know, Trey worked really hard in the offseason, and all of our first and second year guys spent an awful lot of time in town. Brandon and CJ got the team together twice. different places where they were all together working out in, as a group. But those young guys were leading that. Herb Jones and Trey Murphy really led that from a first and second year player standpoint. And I think you see the fruits of the labor for both of those guys. And Trey in particular is doing some things that we didn't anticipate he would do so quickly. You know, he's converting at the rim at a really high rate. He's starting to defend at a much higher level. He's learning how to stay out of foul trouble, which has been big for him. So it's fun to watch. He's got incredible athleticism, probably the quickest second jump on the team. And that's saying something on a team with Zion Williamson on it. But it's been fun to watch for sure. And I like the fact that it's Sam's favorite player.
Yeah, and look, you know, when you say fun to watch, it is fun to watch your team play. You know, the energy that your young guys play with, and they look like they enjoy each other as much as they enjoy the game of basketball. And look, it's gotten a lot of, you know, local attention. It's certainly got a lot of national attention, because every time I turn on the TV, whether it's ESPN or NBA Today or whatever, you know, all those shows, they're always talking about the Pelicans, and that's a little different this year, and it's fun to hear.
No, I appreciate that, and it is. It's just a joy to get to be part of, and throughout the city. And Mickey, I've talked to you about this before, but, you know, we've got more Grand Theft Alvarado fans in the city than maybe anybody else. I mean, this team has just captured the city in terms of the way they approach the game, the heart and passion they play with. You can tell people have an incredible interest in the team. I can't keep my tickets, which is good. But I think the thing that's really interesting is, from a national perspective, NBA TV and NBA Entertainment would come to every practice of ours if they could. The media coverage has been sort of insane. And you know this, Mickey, when you've got a young team trying to learn how to play, it cuts both ways. Sometimes the extra coverage is a positive, because when the cameras are in the practice facility, you get a pretty good practice. And sometimes the extra coverage is not necessarily welcome. So I think growing a young team under this much spotlight has been really interesting. And I'm just really grateful that we have such incredible human beings, that the story that can be told about them and the coverage they're getting is yielding really cool responses from our fans.
Yeah, you know, David, you and I have talked about a number of different topics over the years. I know, when we first came here, when I first got here in 2000, one of our goals was to create a culture and an atmosphere that players around the league would sit up and take notice of. And so, you know, one of the challenges of being a small market team is finding the right culture so that free agent players and players in general want to come to your building. And man, it sure feels like that's happening with the Pelicans. It takes time, and it's built upon winning, certainly, but it's also built upon cultures.
Yeah, I think, and it's a great point, Mickey. I think it does take time. And I think Willie Green and his staff have just done an amazing job. That whole worm started to turn for us in terms of people's feeling about our team. In terms of our talent level, it started quite a while ago, but it didn't really start to turn until Willie and his staff galvanized this group in the way they have. And it's been an awful lot of fun to see a group that's got the character ours has the competitive makeup they have, respond to a coach with a competitive makeup that Willie has. And so I think it's very much a part of who we are. We're going to lay it on the line every game. And it was actually kind of cool. Last night, the pregame video that Coach Weatherspoon put together, she had the scout for last night's opponent. And the video ended with the players getting to see Willie Green taking a charge when he played here in New Orleans back in the day. And the energy he had when he took that charge, and as pumped up as he got, I think you really see that in our players. And so there's an underlying feel of it means something to be a part of this team now. And once we were able to get the word out, and a player like CJ McCollum wanted to be part of what we were doing and then re-signed to stay, and Larry Nance wanted to be part and re-signed to stay, it started to really highlight the fact that Brandon Ingram made that same commitment to stay here quite a while ago. And he signed a 5-year deal with no opt-out because he wanted to be part of what we were building from the very beginning. And that's led to Zion wanting to stay as well. But I really would give the credit to Willie in terms of bringing it all to light in the way he has.
Well, look, I remember, Monty Williams telling me years ago and talking about Willie Green and saying, hey, this guy someday is going to be a really good head coach in the NBA. And sure enough, that was pretty prophetic. And look, it strikes me that, in any team sport, if you have smart, tough, competitive people, you're going to have a real good chance at success. And I would definitely describe Willie Green as smart, tough, and competitive.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think we've been fortunate enough to build a staff that reflects all of those same things. Our assistant coaches are all very much built the same way. We talked earlier about Trey Murphy and his development. Corey Brewer, longtime player in the NBA, came to coaching directly to us, and he has been spectacular from a player development standpoint and what he's done for Trey and instilling that competitive fire in our young players really can't go understated. And, of course, Coach Weatherspoon's been talked about quite a bit and her ability to do that. But Darnell Lazar is a player development coach who does a great job with that. So top to bottom, I feel like this staff reflects exactly what we wanted it to, Mickey, and everything that we talked about in terms of that intelligence and that competitive makeup.
Yeah, look, I understand that. It's one of the traits of any successful team is having a great staff, and clearly you guys have that. I want to talk just a little bit about Grand Theft Alvarado, and just look. I know this when you discover a player, that kind of comes out of nowhere and is a significant contributor to your team. That's just like finding gold. And so, talk to me about Jose, how that. How did we come to find him? And obviously the coaching staff gets some credit for developing him, but obviously the lion's share of credit goes to Jose himself. But talk to me about him.
So Bryson Graham and Trajan Langdon have done a remarkable job in the draft and have really, I think, led the way in building the roster in the way we have. And we focused on some really key traits, and we talked about it already in terms of intelligence and competitiveness, but we wanted players that are very representative by what Jose does. Now, Jose is engaged every minute of every game. And when you saw him in college, he was exactly the same way. He's ACC Defensive Player of the Year at Georgia Tech. And at the same time, he's the same size as everybody in our ticket office, right? So he's got a heart that's twice the size he is. And that's a Herb Jones kind of player as well. That's a Trey Murphy kind of player. That's a Najee Marshall kind of player. That's a Billy Hernan Gomez kind of player. And so we've invested in a type very strongly. But Jose is a guy that every step along the way, he just showed himself to be special. We have a scout that works for us, on the road doing almost entirely just college scouting, and not in the office, but just regionally. And it was his favorite player. And when we ended draft night that night with Trey and everything that we had gotten done, the person he was most excited about was Jose Alvarado. And that night told us that kid is going to not only make the team, but play minutes. And is exactly right. And I think it's just incredible when you have the amount of heart and desire he has and the amount of motor he has, you're going to find a way to succeed, and that's what he does.
Well, does he play defensive back? And we can always use another one.
I would take good odds that Jose will figure that out for us.
All right.
We need to step aside, and when we come back, more with David Griffin, Executive VP of Basketball Operations of the Pelicans, and Mickey Loomis, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Saints, here on the Saints Hour on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're speaking with David Griffin, the Executive Vice President, Basketball Operations of the New Orleans Pelicans, as well as Mickey Loomis, Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Saints. And that is the connection, the unique connection that, this team has with its fans now. Larry Nance has been auctioning his jersey off for every home game to help NOLA Public Schools, but he didn't play last night. And so who steps up but Jose Alvarado, who donates his jersey? And so I feel like it started clearly in that magical kind of playoff run to get into the playoffs for a team that nobody thought much about and really captured the hearts of this city. And then things like what Jose did last night, there is a unique connection between the Pelicans and its fans now.
Yeah, and I think that's a great example of it. And we've had several moments like that. And again, when we were talking about the media coverage earlier, it's why NBA Entertainment loves our group so much, is because there's a story of some magnitude that's very similar to that with almost every connection on our team. You see at every turn, these guys have each other's back and they care for one another in a genuine, authentic way. And authenticity being a trademark of Willie Green, I think a lot of it starts with Willie, but I also think it comes down to what Trajan and Bryson have done from a human concept, the way we put together the notion of what it takes to be a member of this team. They've done a great job with, and I'm really, really grateful. You know, I've talked to Mickey about this in the past. Probably the most rewarding moment of my career was last year when we made the trade with Josh Hart and Nikhil Alexander-Walker going away in the CJ trade. And they wanted to go to the game that night to support their brothers. And they sat courtside at a game for a team they no longer played for. I've never seen that in sports. And I think it's the most revealing aspect of this team and the heart and passion they have and the love they have for one another. And I think that's why everybody's just so happy to be around them and to get more coverage of them.
Zion Williamson, Mickey, you and I, when they had their media day, the Pelicans, we were in London with the Minnesota game. And I just remember seeing a clip, just one clip of Zion at the table. And I was like, whoa, he looked fantastic from a shape standpoint. And then last night was his 100th game. So he is the fastest to get to 100, points, 25, 24 points since Michael Jordan in 1984, 85, and 85 and 86. Now, Will Chamberlain's number one. Now, his numbers are insane, so let's don't even go there. But for Zion to get that 100 now feels like he's got everything under him and behind him, hopefully injury-wise, in shape, looking good. I mean, that's just the whole thing. It was a rough start, I know, from an organizational standpoint, and hard to keep him out. But now it's paying the dividends.
Yeah, I think we've been really fortunate also that, again, the type of person he is, his game is naturally selfless. So it's almost comical he scored 25 points in that many games that quickly, because last night you could see the evidence of him as a primary playmaker for other people as well. So his game really lends itself to making other people better. And it just so happens that he's incredibly efficient at the rim. And while I'd like to understand how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could shoot 18 free throws last night and he could only shoot one, I do think he has a knack for getting on the rim in a way that very few players ever have.
Well, that does surprise me.
Nobody ever feels sorry for the big kid in the middle, right? They're not going to get any calls.
Right. He gets officiated like Shaq, unfortunately. It's really a shame. And I think that'll start to change as we continue to have success. They tend to protect the winners a whole lot more.
I wanted to ask you, and Mickey, please step in if you have something specific, but I was curious about the Herb Jones play last night, the way the game ended. Obviously, it's something that you practice, but Herb doesn't know exactly how Pokusevski's going to line up. I mean, that's on Herb, right? Herb gets to kind of make that call almost like an up back and a fake punt. I mean, he sees it and then makes the call.
So Mickey, I'm sure, will have an example of this, and I'd love to know who you've been around, Mickey, that was like this. But Herb said after the game, he's never used that move in basketball before. And the bigger the moment, the more resourceful he becomes. It's an incredible play to really seal a game for us. And it just comes from innate basketball IQ. And Mickey, I got to believe you've been with some football players like that too.
Yeah, listen, we talk often about players that can solve problems on their own, because it's not going to be the exact picture as it gets drawn up by your coaching staff oftentimes. And so when you have a player on the court or on the field that can solve a problem that he hasn't seen before, that's like gold. And oftentimes it's, the middle linebacker, John Vilma was that type of player, or Malcolm Jenkins was that type of player at safety. And there's been others as well, but it's an innate ability, and it's hard to coach that, and it's hard to identify it actually until you actually have someone in your building.
Yeah, and I'm just so happy for Herb. I mean, of all people to have a racehorse named after him that's undefeated, it couldn't happen to a better guy. Not on Herb, he's special.
Well, it's Toronto tomorrow night, the 12-8 Pelicans against Toronto, 7 o'clock, Smoothie King Center. It's interesting because, it's just a rough start last year, and this is the final question that I will have, and that is, as you look at this schedule, November, you had 9 of your 15 were home, so 6 on the road. December, 9 of your 15 are home, 6 on the road. But really that January, February, March is going to be some real tests, because you're going to be on the road a lot, and this is going to be, it won't be a young team at that point, and that'll be an interesting, part of the season for you to just keep this wheel moving.
It's always important coming out of All-Star break, too. So February into March is really a key period for any team. But we started with 11 of our first 15 on the road against playoff teams from the previous season. So they got us started quickly on the road. So we need to cash in here while we're at home, while we can, because it is, to your point, it's really important to do so. Because the scheduling gods don't ever do you any favors in the Western Conference. Everybody's a real threat. So I think you'll see us continue to really try to get things done here at home as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
Well, David, look, I appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll be watching closely, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mickey.
Thank you as well, David. Continued success.
Thank you.
And we look forward to many, many, many good times coming ahead. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
My thanks to everyone for helping out tonight on the Saints Hour, including Charlie Long, our booth producer, Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, and Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin. The Pelicans, they are off to a good start. The Saints, in desperate need of a big finish. It all begins Monday night, December 5th, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, the 4-8 Saints and the 5-6 Buccaneers. The Saints have won there in the regular season. They won there last year, 9-0, a shutout behind interim head coach Dennis Allen. They won there in 2020, 38-3, in 2019, 2018, 2015, 14, 13, 2012, and 2010. But a much-needed one in 2022 to stay close in the race for the NFC South. The Saints have 5 games left, but after Monday night, a much-needed Week 14 bye. Thanks for listening, everyone, to the Saints Hour on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.